Then we began discussing the study of Dynaka, and I thought this was showing that we need to make like that part of the best stuff. De'eino tola d'mata. That first glance, you would say that you can't be tola d'mata. Kevin d'akashi l'hukka d'mata. So we weren't yet mastered the fact that this mata reduces them. The thought is, if the chomer says that, it's l'amineh to the. If you have the state of Yeshiva, you have to be mafia until you can prove that this mata is actually mostly done. And that's the position of the Mordechai. But if we don't know whether it's a Yeshizan, even though we know there's a mata, that's not enough. That's the Radvaz's off the bat assumption, that's the Yukushya assumption. But then he says, upon further review, upon further reflection, you have the right to go Lekula. Number one, the woman is the Chesach Tahora, so you should be milking her Achet Kasa, the starting point before anything happens, before she sees any dam, is that she's Tahora. So if you have a Kasa, you should be milking her Achet Kasa. And in the case if she has a vest, total the vest stuff. And what the Gemara says in Yeshua Maka told the Makasa. The fact that the Gemara says in Yeshua Maka told the Makasa, and not in Yeshua Maka to Yoshi Yimanadam told the Makasa, the Gemara Vasa is not that specific. Maka told the Maka, Alpha God, the Daim, or Yaga, in Yoshi Yimanadam alone. If the requirement of three of the Maka was, if you can only told the Maka, if you know that the dam is the maka of mostly dam, so it's like the Tesla. It's in a just in so saying, engage the maka, told the maka. It's going to say, engage the maka, how you do it, and it's the dam, then you can be told on that maka. And number three, the Gemara has a further qualification that if dam makasa nishuna yudam yudasa, if the appearance of Dam Maka is different than Dam Riya, and the Dam that you see looks like Dam Riya, you have no right to be calling Dam Makasa. So if it's the case that you can only call a Dam Maka, if it's a Maka you do to see a Dam, the Gemara should have had a more relevant and more specific distinction. The Gemara should have distinguished between a Maka that you do to see a Dam, and the Maka saying this in the Siddham. Instead of distinguishing between where the Dam is Mishun and the Dam is Yasa Nak, it should have distinguished between a Maka Hayabit in the Siddham and a Maka saying this in the Siddham. But that's what the Gemara is so saying. And yes, the Maka tells the Maka to that qualification. The Maka says, that's Mashma, that you don't need a Maka Hayabit in the Siddham. As long as she knows she has a Maka, that's enough to allow for a Kriya, even if we don't know for a fact that this maka is mostly about. Then the Rav says, this is mashma behedya in the Rasha that we just read. The Rasha said, in Yeshua maka told me makasa, alma min astam tola. So alma min astam tola sounds like without qualification. As long as you know this is a maka, you don't have to ask any further questions, and you have the right to be tola. That's the Ragaz, and the Ragaz bases his talk on the Rasha that he read. So as long as you know there's a Maka, you don't need any further knowledge that that Maka is Mashiach. That's what the Joseph understands in the Rasha as well, that the Rasha argues on the Mordechai. The Mordechai that we read last time requires the idea that the Maka is Mashiach. And the Rasha argues, the Rasha says, oh, as long as you know there's a Maka, you don't need knowledge of the Mashiach.
So you still may go out of the Mashiach to be more done, because sometimes you have to see a body from the body of the world, and that there's going to be a lot of things that are going to be done. You have to
be in the Rasha so far? gas power, power adapter will be dependent on that. Yes, it's like, I believe that's the word, the answer to that color, that's the, excuse me, like the Rambam and the Rosie Sherman. So that, if a woman has a predictive privacy to Dom, or if I call it a window privacy to Dom, so then the three of the matter they're talking about is below the side. But if it's an entirely respected to God, then you wouldn't be called the Maka unless it's the Maka has a vehicle to do that.
Is that only for formal inspection?
No, it's actually said from the Kalki Sofer that, let's say you have a window in which you see that, so it's designed to be made from two years from the cycle, so that would be that expansive period between the same thing as the new. Hard to know how to address that group, so that's reasonable. Oh, that's the Rashi's understanding of the three of the Damaka as the Ravaz and the Shosei defensive. According to Rashi, you don't need the idea that I'm a custom of the Dak. In the Bach, it says what Rashi is saying that, which is that even if you take Narasha, it's only if you don't have a Vest Kavua. If you have a Vest Kavua, so then you don't have the ability to be covered in Makos when you get to the Kiyodam, because of that. So that seems to be the schema Lasha HaMakadra likes to be just a understanding of the Rashi. And Kifei, Makadra writes, and yes, matter of the matter, calling the dam up. If he has a, if he knows that he has a matter of the matter, he could be told of that dam that essentially is not compatible with matasa. The imbam matasa, you shouldn't be dam. Yes, I didn't tell you about matasa, but if it's a different appearance, then you can. There's no complication here. There's no further explanation as to the parameters of this matter. But then, like, as long as you know, if there is a maka, you have the right to be told, but even if it's not a maka, you do a semi-tira. Okay, that's consistent with the way that they chose it as the Rashi. That seems to be Tima Sakana Makabu here during this session. The Shach argues on this understanding of the Rashi. Then to the Shach. The Shach assumes that according to Rosie Shonin, we need the idea in my customer to it on. In order to have me told on Danaka, you need to know that this matter is Mosheadam. So just look at the Rashi for talking about Dalit. When we talk about a maka, a yiddish and a tiyadam, it doesn't mean that you need to have a sensation right now that the dam is flowing now is the makasa. You give it a Buddha, a good Magnia, Mordecai, Rabbi and Beit Yosef, etc. So Chachi Shan, The Gamma Rash with Nurse Abayis Moda Lazeth. And even the Rash would reach to this position that you need to have the idea that the Maka is a Tiagat. How does he know that? The Loka Amar Aina Ella to Aina Tarak Shateda to Margeshus Ata to Dan Hubami Makas. All the Rashi said explicitly is that you don't need to know at the moment that the Dan that you're seeing comes me Makas. Aval Dika Shateda to Makas Mashiada. So you need to know that the Maka is Mashiada. And the Joseph, that the Moshe Rabbah, had used the Rasha power. And despite the fact that we just thought that Joseph and others understood the Rasha argued on the Mordecai, the fact is that the Rasha could be consistent with the Mordecai. The Rasha is not explicit that you don't need the that is Moshe Dam, and therefore the Shah is comfortable putting the Rasha in the camp of the Mordecai, that you do need the idea that the Maka is mostly a gun. There's a Shul of Chacham Tzvi, synonyms of, there was a value approach on the page of the Great Congregation of the Congregational, Chacham Tzvi, Simeon, and Vav. He writes that it's difficult to explain the Rasha the way that the Rabbi approach it. It's difficult to explain the Rasha that you should always be told of the Makasa, even if you don't know that the Makasa is the Adam. Because how is that consistent with the mystery of Swami Nisar to the story of the Yeshiva and his Tamil, the woman from the Yeshiva at the Tatum? And the Yeshiva said, the question is, was there a Maka there that could have produced Sam, that somehow healed, and it's still producing that? So there, even in the context of the Tatum, the Yeshiva is only prepared to be not there if there's knowledge that the Maka has produced Sam some for him too. That's why he has a question with Yako with Kaleh. And even there, the king is only not here in the context of Kesem and not with a Yehia. Yeah? Okay? Okay. Right. And this says, Maisa, the Isha Acha, the Bosa Kaleh, the Yehia. I'm a low Maka, maybe the Maka is just a Yishi Kesem. Shalai or Hashidah. Maybe it says Angel, maybe it's still live, even if it's Torah Hill, and it's able to be Hashidah. I'm going to hang the Tira Rabbi Akiva. The Chacham Tzvi says, what is it over there that Rabbi Akiva was asking if the Matra was a Yisrael of Shalai to the Hashidah? Is capable of being voted down? Okay. Well, probably, yes. Well, maybe it's still, if it's still
deserved.
Okay, you know, let's see, Machado doesn't provide it. Good. So, Ravadi says, no, that's not a riot. Because, as you have to say, they did not get on the other case, they're ready to heal. So then the question is whether it's capable of unhealing things. Okay, so bottom line, this is a machlokes. Afron, I don't understand the last one. Ravad, the Joseph, and Machadra, seemingly, the Joseph and have the right to the earth. Seemingly understood the last one that you have a right to be called in a machlok, even if you have no idea that the machlok can be a dam. And the Shach argues in that Havana of the Rashba. Okay. This is the Sefer Truma. We quote a part of the Rashba. Sefer Truma, 70 days. Quote in Hazos Maimi, Karakid Aleph of Seth. Hazos Maimi, Karakid Aleph of Seth. Sefer Truma writes, that in order to be told the Makasa, you need a Maka Hayadur to Mashiadam, like the quote from Mordechai against the Joseph understanding of Agazi understanding of the Rashba. In order to be told the Makasa, you need a Maka Hayadur to Mashiadam. And the same is true, right? The Shas Vesta, even if you know that the most Maka is Mashiadam, you have to be told the Shas Vesta, you have to stress that any Dam you see is going to be real Dam in the core, not in the Maka. And even if you have a Maka Jewish in the Adam, say it says you can't be Tola, the Shad Vesta. And he says, that's the Mashmos, the line of the Mara, Menen is Isha Loma, Maka Yeshu Gosha Maka, and Shem Yemena Yoshe Dam. So Shem Yemena Yoshe Dam, it sounds like that's part of the Nehemonis. It's not that he has Nehemonis, that he has a Maka, and we're editorializing that the Maka could be Mishri Adam. So that's all one sentence. And then it's Roma, Maka could be Yosha Mokom, so you meant Yosha Adam, the whole package, now this is that she's believed to say she has a Maka, and that Maka is Mishri Adam. In order to be told in Makasa, it has to be a Maka Hayadua, the Mishri Adam. Now there is a Zarian Girsa in that the Hagos 90, what exactly the Sefer Truma said. In our Hagos 90, the way it's printed, the way it's printed in the classic printing in the Frankel Rambam, it says, Zafra se kishe yodah se yose hadam min ha-makato. So she has to know that this dam is coming from the makato. It's not enough to know, as he said before in the Mordechai, that this is a makato that's capable of the Moshi Dama, that has the Moshi Dama in the past. Right, even if you don't know that this dam came from this Maka, which is the staff you can take it into Kapi Kapalas, but the way we have them in those times with Panegu is that the Shishi is asked to Yoshe Hadam in a Maka. You have to know that this dam is coming from this Maka. So that's a higher level of specificity. Not enough to know that you have a Maka, that she has been capable of the Moshi Dam. Not enough to know that you have a Maka that has historically the Moshi Dam. So you need to know that this Maka is mostly this time. That's the Nusra thing that goes 9 years of Sunday. Then there's the first Kushta, the print of the back of the Central Rambam, and in our printed paper, Tuma, it doesn't say Hadam, it says Dam. So if you ask, so you don't say Dam in a Maka, not Hadam. So then you don't require that if you're able to trace this specific Dam to that Maka, it's enough to know that the Maka historically has the Moshi Dam, even if you can verify that this Dam came from that matter. In the Erie, here in our student Tom Club, writes like the first year of Nagos Ramini, he says that in order to be told the matter, you need to tehen himar geshet, hadam yote min hamacha. That he has to have the sensation that this time is coming from this matter. That's the, that is the mashmos of the Mordechai as well. There has to be hadam min hamacha. Again, the Makabe himself is like his understanding of the Rashba. You don't need any of this. As long as you're aware that there is a macha, that macha is theoretically capable of no sudan, you can be told the matata. Yes, matata, let's come up of Tolin, the Dan, matata. Rafa Chokhan explains how the Dasa Matata, Rafa Chokhan here, they owed men. And when the Vajra discusses this, he writes that the Matata maybe loan to be NATO even when there's no Gas Tavua. That even if you don't know that this knock is mostly Dam, even if there's no Gas Tavua, you can be told that the Dam Matasa. The data this you still have to get it about civil. Everybody should have another day. So at least that has a bit about civil. So the Khadra says the name for Matha was for Matham told in the Dhamma Kata. So Amar, may write, the rest of the novel for the Khadra. So Amar writes, the calls there. The Isha creates love, that's Tavua. The others who call it love, some others are trapped in the Matata. Afakish, Ena Yada, Sivada, is the Matata no Kiyadam. So that's Kula. That the Matata tells us that you can be told on a Mata even if it's Ena Yadua to the Kiyadam. That's only true by a woman who has the best Tavua. If she has the best Tavua, then some others are trapped she has the right to be Tova, the Matata. Now, I got ahead of myself by telling you that an only Danish has a bit of a best Tavua, because that's not necessarily possible in this context. And if you know that only Danish can help us Onos, can help us teach us on the best of the Unabay, a best Tavua. Does that necessarily have a din of Es Tavua? In our context here, for clear the Dan Matha. So the Yonatan Isaac just made this in the crazy places. Just put in Dal of your paragraph beginning the 18th topic. He raised the question whether Oda Dane is considered Es Tavua in this context. But Rafa Chokhan dismisses that as that not really being an adage. Rafa Chokhan, Oda Kote, Oda Nande, Arachatov and Oath Nande quotes the Trinity. And he says, no, he doesn't mean there's any Shaila at all. He definitely told in my katra, even if a woman only has an oda permit, right, she's valid. It would be a nira, vadai talina. Tere kazinam, the kazali tiru, yesh rach samadriva, that any time you have a plausible kriya, we're inclined to be nato, and you could go with mathematics to allow you to lack an antidote. That's how. You can do road dungeon in row of mathematics. Because when it comes to row mathematics, that's a highly unlikely scenario that anyone is really authentic to row mathematics. The down condition of a hooky is by the way, that notion of using a result of time that we try to avoid at all costs. Having something that's just nature to be not sure about it. The intake, Lama Yizara, or Nabanganis, when you get. Why should the fact that a woman has an Onabanganis make it any worse? Our road not to Yisra and Onabanganis is going to be supposed to know. The reason that most women have an Onabanganis. So then, even if all you have, you don't have the best Tavua of Ahwaga, you don't have the best Tavua, the best Torah Tavua, but even if all you have is your Onabanganis, that's enough to allow you to be told in my kasha to load the kasha. So because our interest is receiving mikol, both combination of the ego issue and the fact that in reality it's hard to find an authentic low mathematics.
Okay, that ultimately the din of Rav
Mount Wisconsin is essentially a flavor type of regret. It was onion. If a woman is prone, is expected to choose on any country like cosmic, then she should be sure of the cosmic because that's going to be gone. That's essentially a regret. That's a good presupposition for that. It looks like you can't have cosmic during any other illness of that. You can't have cosmic if you lower not cause cosmic because you're worried that the cosmic is going to be a shot. So that's a good presupposition for that. If the teenager is assuming the halacha that vessels are abundant, which we'll talk to talk when we get to vessels. So there you can be NATO, because that dinner will not go fast, even though it has potentially stronger consequences of Akan or Baila, so that's essentially a derivative of Hilfa vessel. So the X and Ifter of Roll Master Passage is a given Hilfa vessel. Vessel, future self for that, is your abundant. But since it's only a ginger abonon, you have the right to be made. But when it comes to Shimnathian and Tyler the Baila, where it's potentially talking about if it's a raisa, so then you don't have the right to be made with the Samaka to any of you are from the three of that. Fourth point out, volume 1, page 430. There was an afternoon between the shopping today where the most relevant case that comes up. You have a woman who is not a role of Matmatasnik, but she has a maka, let's say the maka is any of the things she has done, but the maka is causing her to be unable to get through the vehicle. So she's in a state where she's incapable of getting to the Vito. There's always something that shows up onto the Vito, which is attributable to this Maka. So according to the fact that the reason we're Mako in the role of Maka, so we're Maka in the Kian, is the Shimmy Juna to roll the Ultra Vaira, so that can be relevant here also. If the Shimmy Juna angle, if a woman is incapable of getting through the Vito, if he's going to be stuck for a long time in a de facto state of being a survivor. That's also Mishum Izuna. So if the whole reason is Mishum Izuna, then maybe that could allow us to be NATO evil and then have some violence. Yeah, it doesn't seem like there's a behavior that is a distinction between the rights of the Ravanan, the death of the Ravanan, and the power of the virus is the right. So then, you have no license to be NATO, even if the woman's going to be stuck in the state of being actually led by them. The 15th here in Kentucky and Kazan is closed from the Nobu Yehuda, that the Nobu Yehuda in principle thought that you could be NATO and not let the God. So you could be NATO from Rocket to any of these from the Kyodan, even the Indian Hecht of the Bible, and you could be seen. But if you lock in the Maitre to pass in, to pass in against the God. That seems to be the consensus that if it's a Maitre to any of these from the Kyodan, so then you don't readily have the right, unless there are other solutions, you don't readily have the right to be told of the Makasa, the Indian divinity. That's what the Alter Rebbe writes. Didn't put the Zion to cut and cut them off. Didn't put the Zion to cut and cut them off. You come up on the nice a listener of our mother Seattle, the hot of the Isra Karius never the staff of Seattle. You don't have the right to be NATO, like the schema of Rama, as I would ask mythology to know not Natasha's and Trinity. But after that, he says, you don't have the right to be NATO against the staff. And you are, see, it's so stubborn, I'm saying, well, how can we let your other stubborn issue? Well, the staff of Kadogo, the Rama hosts to do something violent. Because each of the Israel Makadim of course, all the Zeta people, the Israel Gandhi as well, the Yadua Imatu Ramafet, with Amen, then you call it a hut, you call it a Bible, it's a young Rabbi, make him a Sudan, or A, the Magetus son, maybe Guna. The woman has a matter, you don't know if it's Imatu Ram, but you can't get a king to do so. In that case, even in that case, that's what I said, he may be willing to contemplate the make or make the stock for others to use them, because they're the ones going to be stuck for a long time. But after that, the default position is to assume, like the stock, that if it's a market thing, you're using it, you're done, then you can't be maker or even king. And even with a value, because you should be mafia for the stock of the not only because it's the soft of it, but because he found the paper escrow, he found the Rishon, that pretty much says the same thing to the paper. He found the also things that you have to be mapping the righteous soft, unless there are other philosophical considerations and other solutions where a woman finds it difficult to be, become to hover about it. Paper escrow. Sofron does cut a little more slack to the Mechulim. The Orach HaSofron, Oshman Zion, says that if your soul may follow the law, well, hits it, this Barosa Brulos in the field. And again, bottom line, we, in general, unless it's other circumstances, tend to be not here that even if a woman has a matzah, if any of you can see them, that he's going to ask the Holy Bible if he's going to still require, sorry, that that will still require a power process and serving the people. Now, the second half of the Mechavim to pay, which is the next line of the Mura, was in Dhamma Pasam Mishunam Yama Yasa in a total Dhamma Pasam. So, whatever Dhamma Pasam you have the right to rely on, but the Pasam it sounds like even if it's any of you can receive that. But if the Dhamma Pasam has a different appearance from Yama Yasa, and the Dhamma you're looking at looks like Dhamma Yasa, Dhamma Pasam, not Dhamma Pasam, then you can't be told of the Dhamma Pasam. So how do you establish, what does that mean? How do you establish the difference in appearance between Dam Akasa and Dam and Dam Yiyasa. Take a look at the Torah of Shlomim, it's the Torah of Zion. So he assumes, according to the Shema Seder, that you have to show it to a chacham. That you have to have a kara chacham, someone who's a bucky in the field, but a son, to make this determination. That sounds like any time you have a potential dhammaka, you have to show it to a chacham to ascertain whether it has the appearance of Dhammaka as opposed to Dhammaka. You look in the Julian Church, one way later on the side, he quotes from the Tshuva Swift Yaakov, that's the Garuach Tzara Tzara. Where he writes over there that he made a Tzara, that if you show the same Dham to a Chacham three times, and he tells you that it's not Mishuna, so then a woman can rely on her own sense going forward. If she sees, if she has Dan that she believes to be Muhammadka, if she shows that Dan to a Chacham three times, and the Chacham passes him all three times, and that's Dan Maka and it's not Dan Ria, and then she sees the fourth time, and it looks the same to her like it did the last three times, then she has the right to rely on her own sense that it's the same appearance as the previous Dan. As a proper passenger. wasn't so, didn't seem so impressed by that meat at all. It wasn't a shock, because when you got it, Kavir Adonai ran the Rashba, Dafka Shinaspara Shinaspuna, Halabhati told the Rashba, the piece that you should look at the Sara method, that the default position is that you can tell the Rashba unless you have evidence that the Dhamma is in truth. The Pain Dasa Rash, Tafir Tafronin, the Lot Ramban, the Mazi, the Pain Rash, the Ita Fahara Sakasam, in Humusi. Now you don't have to give it to the Kasam, the Tafir. If there's no presentation of the Mishuda, you don't have to be concerned for the work. Because the Mishuda is the fast of Taro method. Because the woman has the fast of Taro. Take a look at the Jabba Mizbaba and his comments on the doctor. These are each of the first of Taro Mega. I am the El Simon Alice of Alice, the fifth of Sika, and the two of the two. The eighth song and Alice of Alice are nothing to tell me about it. That in general, a Fazaka is only relevant in the absence of other forms of viewer, other definite information. In general, I am a Fazaka if you can easily use the Zara as a fact. The Hodge function time. I know the wrong thing to come and stop on the phone to cut it out. That's in the context of to be the funded, where if the, you're renting a house about a doctor in a way, you don't know whether you're going to be done. So, more indicates that if there are people around that you can ask, so then you're free to ask them whether it wasn't because you can't rely on a phazaka. So now, if you're asking a barrier, you're supposed to be nearby. Okay. That is all nearby. So this presentation, when a woman is the best of Tara, and in the Shas context, therefore, you don't have to look into the appearance of the Dham unless you have the right side. So that's part of the Rora Nachman Tashmir, that's body each of the best of Tara. So it's in the body. So there, the woman is really the best of Tara, so she's the best of Avod the Rosh of Omach Matashim. The ear of the Mei Tumah. So let's say a woman sees Dan, the Mei Tumah, or the Mei Tumah during her Shivan Shivan. She sees Dan and she suspects to be Dan. So then maybe that's not considered the fact of Tara. So the Dagon Rivada, the principle that the Dagon Rivada is articulating is the application that you have to figure out how the application falls. But the principle the Dagon Rivada is articulating is that the ability to be Tola Dinaka may be limited to where a woman is the best of Tala. But if she's not the best of Tala, if she's the best of Tuma, so then you're more constrained in your ability to be told that the matter. So this is relevant if you have to determine at what stage in the Tara process is a woman considered to be the best of Tara. So a woman sees down for 2 days. Now she's beginning the Tara process, so she has to have the Tara and gets to sit in the room. So when she lowers down, she has a regular idea, she's the fast of Tumah. At some point later, she becomes the fast of Tahola. So at what point at what point does that happen? At one point, are we able to view it as the test of top? And that would be relevant to when are you able to be told a John to my cousin. John Bond writes about paying an hour, giving off the details. The Fiat Dora lives off of us. The Bidika Sahasaka, the Nala Osani Kuma Lakara, the Moshi Osani Kazaka Lakazaka, Rita Rio Sujita Mu'ula. The Ein Asura Halakasa. The Gemara here is discussing whether, under what circumstances, you have to do a higher level of Bidika. Now, the stuff is, Bidika Kalim Lakasa. So there's a cursory Bidika, there's a Bidika that gets into all the crevices of the mouth. The Bidika Kalim Lakasa into all the holes and crevices. So the Mandar writes that the Bidika of the Heptakara is what transforms a woman from being the Pesach of Tuma to being the Pesach of Tara. And that Bidika has to be a Bidika Kalim Lakasa, and that has to be the highest quality Bidika possible. About the Dika Tashiva, came into Kvar Pascha Lamida Nukasa, the Dika Gogita. But the Dika Shimitian, since once he doesn't have the Tara to be ready to test the Tara, so the Dika Shimitian, that you don't need Kvar Nukasa. Tashiva will go back to Kvar El Nukasa Kvar, the Kvar Shiva to hold it. That holds, even if all you did was to have the Tara and the Dika Nukasa, that's enough to be the Tara. When we get to the city here in here. But fundamentally, the man says, you don't need the Dika Kar Nisaki in Kol Shiva. Don't pass the Lord of Vata, but the man says, you don't need the Dika Kar Nisaki in Kol Shiva. You only need it for the Dika Hatakara, which is mostly her, me, Tesla Tuma, to Tesla Tahar. And others say, Tavishas, Shin Tushan Zav, that the first Bidika also, the first Bidika Shimitim also, is a more rigorous, higher level Bidika, because that's also part of the Moshi Hermit Pesach Tuma Lepesach Tara, that you need a higher level first Bidika on day one as well. She's only the Hasatara, not only when you do a Hasatara, but you have to do it first to do it, they want to be done as well. Tabasa, six times above, six times in general. The Oscar Tap Nova Lamaka. So women as a regular reader, she can either. And now she develops the Damaka. I feel you, you want to know she had done. Even if it's a Maka, you want to know she had done. The Esther of Lizzo, I feel if I'm Maka, I still think the Dom is weird by the Queen's Mayor. And she can't get a clean disease at all. Yesterday, all this stuff, I feel the time after, so it's into Dhamma, so it's like, okay, I'm going to, so the oath on a young man, so yes, I'm going to see him, I'm important to you, so you know, we do what you hate, I love, so I'm going to see him, so I'm going to see him, that you have to have a clean Vedika, at least a clean day one Vedika, in order to go to the test of Kumbha, the test of Tara. And if you can't get a clean day one Vedika, even if it's because of the Dhamma, you're stuck. As long as you have one clean Vedika, that's enough. So a year ago, oh, I didn't eat this year, so I'm not going to see you with the Messiah Dhamma. So the Father God says that a woman in this situation has to minimally have a clean Hasatara and a day one Vedika. have to discuss more of this later. What minimum is necessary to negotiate women with a tough elderly circumstances? And then we'll have to talk about what capacity is considered a maka or a group of Adam, and the status of the maka is a maka.